Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Big series starts tonight for the Mets. They'll be back in action after the off day yesterday, licking their wounds after getting their clocks cleaned at home by the Rays over the course of the weekend. Pitching starting to fall apart a little bit there, so I know there's some concern. I mentioned yesterday my concern will be with Pete Alonso. He had some awful at-bats over the course of the weekend and just looked like old Pete. And we've seen the Mets and Yankees kind of revert here. The Yankees, you know, showing their weaknesses, that has been the case for years. They started to show that over the last four games or so. And then Pete Alonso, who was a, I don't want to say a weakness or a problem, but he certainly wasn't any good for the Mets last year, where he was unimpactful. And he started to have some of those at-bats. I'm not worried about the results necessarily. You're going to ground out in double plays. You're going to strike out with the bases loaded. Like, those things happen. I'm more worried about the at-bats and the lack of quality at-bats, where Pete starting to look like last year's Pete. And that just cannot continue. The Mets will not be able to survive that. And it needs to end now. The Mets losing streak is one thing. It's not just, oh, well, okay, stop the bleeding. It's because it's the Braves. If this were anybody else outside of the Braves and Phillies, who, by the way, they happen to be playing over the course of the next 10 days or 10 games here, three in Atlanta, three in Philadelphia, four back at home against the Braves, this might be the most crucial stretch of the Mets' regular season. They've got to be able to end it now and put the Braves to sleep once and for all. Go down to that place, which outside of last year, game one of that doubleheader on that Monday and the makeup game, the Lindor incredible home run to get the Mets into the postseason, it's been a house of horrors. And the Braves have owned them. The Mets have yet to look them in the eye and put them away. They could have done it on that day last year. They didn't. The Braves also got into the postseason. Yeah, I know the Mets let off the gas, whatever it may be. You get the point. There's still unfinished business as it comes to the Braves, who happen to be 13 games back and 8 games under. It's time for the Mets to make sure they put the hammer down and show the Braves who's the team to beat in the National League East. And if they don't, that's going to open up a whole nother can of worms here to where people are going to start doubting the Mets again, and rightfully so. Rightfully so. As great as they've been so far this year, they haven't proven anything. They haven't had sustained success. They haven't won a division. They've got a lot to prove here, and this is part of it. You know, the Yankees don't have much to prove in the regular season. It's all about the postseason with the Yankees, so that's why we hold them to the higher standard. And eventually, you hope that the Mets will get to that point. If this year it should be about the postseason, but they also have to prove themselves in the regular season. Yankees win the division. Yankees are in the postseason almost every single year. Mets, if they get there, it's been the wild card. Time to win the division here. Are you big boys or are you not? You want to swim with the big boys in the deep end? Go win a division. And it goes a long way in beating the Braves, burying them starting tonight. Pat is in Southington, Connecticut, talking about the Yankees. What's up, Pat?
Hey, Sal, big fan of the show.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Yeah, I think your criticisms of the Yankees, a lot of them are fair. But I think the way you criticize their lack of developing the prospects goes a little bit too far. Because I think what you're failing to recognize is they also do a great job of developing the pitching side of their prospects. I think you only really hit on the positional players. I mean, even Volpe, yeah, he hasn't been a star. He leads the AL East in WAR right now for shortstops. I'll take that. Wells is on pace for 30 homers with above average D. I'll take that for my catcher. Mm-hmm. Jason's been a disappointment. Will Warren's been great. Luis Hill, while he's hurt, is a reigning AL Rookie of the Year. And Clark Schmidt, I don't know if you saw him pitch last night, 7 shutout. He's been great the last 2 years. I think
No. He was great last night. You can't say he's been great the last 2 years. He hasn't even been healthy fully the last 2 years. So he's good and he has potential, but I need to see a lot more from Clark Schmidt.
That's fair. I mean, he's pitched in the postseason and did well in the ALCS. He's like a proven number three.
I like Clark Schmidt. I'm not knocking the Yankees pitching. They've done a good job, especially last year. I mean, Luis Hill is hurt, unfortunately. Cole is hurt. They could be even better. I'm not knocking the Yankees pitching. I would knock them more for their free agent signings as far as the pitching goes. But, you know, look, Gerrit Cole was great. but the way the Yankees go out there and spend money on the starting pitching, you shouldn't have to do that. And they've done it for years, chasing guys, whether it be trades, whether it be free agency. But I'm not mocking the pitching. This is more about the lineup.
Yeah, no, I get that. But it feels like you're overly critical of the Yankees prospects when if you compare them to the Mets so-called top prospects the last couple of years. I mean, was he not the number one prospect in baseball?
Pat, let me ask you a question. Why do you feel the need to bring the Mets into the conversation? I'm legit curious.
Because I feel you're not critical enough of how they've developed their top prospects over the last couple of years.
I'm not talking about the Mets. I'm talking about the Yankees. When the time comes to talk about the Mets, there's nobody, and I mean nobody, in this town that's more critical of the Mets than me. So you're barking up the wrong tree with that bullcrap.
Well, if your point is that the Yankees rely on their prospects more than the Mets do this year, that there's some
my
logic
point
there.
Mets, Pat. My point is that this is the New York Yankees. You're making it about the Mets. I'm making it about the Yankees. I'm sorry that I hold the Yankees to a higher standard than you do. I'm trying to see a great team to go win a World Series for the first time since 2009. It's a long time ago. You remember that, right?
Yeah, but okay. Are you expecting these prospects to be all-stars immediately?
Yes,
I mean,
it's year three for Volpe.
Impacting the team.
It's year three for Volpe. Is that
his
immediately?
OPS has jumped up like 70 points this year.
Yeah. Oh, congratulations, his OPS. Well, what's he hitting? What's his batting average? How's the power?
Like 240?
That's good? You think that's an all-star? Anthony Volpe was supposed to be. Brian Cashman, the GM, said it to me himself. BT and I had him on. He said it to us himself that he expected him to be a star. You think Anthony Volpe's been a star? I mean, come on, dude. Jason Dominguez didn't even play in the minor leagues. Let the kid develop. The Martian. You don't get a nickname like the Martian because you're hitting 240 with six homers, three of which came in one game against the crappy A's. Come on. And yes, the point is that the Yankees are relying on these young guys on a team that is expected to go compete to win the World Series. So yes, the Mets have their own issues. I'll do a whole show on them. We've done that before. This is about the Yankees.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
History That Doesn't Suck is a legit, seriously researched, hard-hitting history podcast told through entertaining stories. Listen to History That Doesn't Suck on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Where's Spencer Jones, by the way? Yeah, he'd be fine too, right? God, come on! You gotta have some self-respect as a fan. You're apologizing and making excuses for these guys. You're right. I'm wrong. They've done a great job developing. Really, Dominguez is lighting the league on fire. Volpe is a stud. He's been tremendous. Quality at bats last night. Big spots. A little bump in the road for Volpe. Jim is calling from New Hyde Park. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Sal, I wanted to talk to you for so long.
How are you, Jim? Thanks for making the call.
Good. I'm originally from Astoria, Queens. Now I live in New Hyde Park. Anyway, I just wanted to bring up a couple of Yankee points here. The Yankees employ like an 11-man rotation with their everyday players.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now that Stan's back, if he don't play, him and the kid could be sitting. Because last week they were saying they don't have a good bench. But they got two stars sitting every night on the bench.
Well, they have two players who you'd want in the lineup on any given night. Now, again, these things usually work themselves
exactly.
out. Ben Rice has cooled off. Goldschmidt cooling off a little bit.
Trent.
Yeah, well,
Trent Grissom cooled off.
Right. And there's no way to have Stanton. I mean, unless you're going to put Rice at catcher, which I wouldn't recommend doing, and if they do that, it's not going to be often.
I wouldn't do that.
Okay,
either.
Right. And I don't think they're going to do it. If they do it, they're not going to do it often enough.
But this is a good problem to have. And, I'm disappointed with the Yankees, too. But, some of the good things they have, like Volpe has 20 doubles. Mm-hmm. He leads the league almost in doubles.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Like, again, you guys keep bringing up stats. Like, Yankee fans are very good at bringing up numbers, and thank you for the call. I'm not concerned with him leading the league in doubles. Again, that's great. I have higher expectations for him. Don't you? So are we just supposed to sit back and say, hey, maybe you could. BT says this. He doesn't expect Volpe to be a star. Okay. But then that's already a loss because you were expecting Volpe to be a stud. So what are the expectations for Dominguez? Let's leave Volpe out of it. You guys are satisfied with Volpe? You're right. He's a top shortstop in baseball. We can see it. It's clear as day. I mean, those at bats, that's a Volpe. When the bat hits the ball, it goes into the glove. That's a Volpe. In a big spot, he leaves his Tim to rot. That's a Volpe. But he's fine. Can't get a hit with a man on base. Ba 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 ba. That's a Volpe. But Volpe's fine. Forget about him. Although it is fun doing this, I must admit. How about Dominguez? And this is not ripping on Dominguez. I said it weeks ago, and I was mocked by BT and some others. Dominguez should be in the minor leagues. Should be in the minor leagues. Not because he's not good, because you want to develop him the right way. Let him learn to play the game. So when he does come up, you're comfortable with him in the outfield, and you're comfortable with him being an impact bat from both sides of the plate.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title. History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.